WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Motivation Monday, where I give you the motivation to get through your Monday. I hope everyone had a great week. If not, don't worry. Here we are, listening to Motivation Monday on a great day. Okay? I hope everyone, like I said, had a great week. I know it was kind of rainy last week, and the temperature's dropping. It's not so good. I'm on spring break right now, so whoop whoop, yay, I get to work. But still, on spring break, looking at the positives of life, so that's my little life update. I'm alone in the studio today, so if I mess up something, Lakeland won't be here to fix it. So we're just going to have to get through it together. So we are on, what number are we on? Let's see, we had attitude, gratitude, love and heartbreak, mental health, judgment, failure and success. So we're on the 7th episode of our Be Aware series. This week, we're going to be talking about change. Now, change can be looked at in many different ways. Change can be changing as a person, changing over time, growing. A lot of people see change as very different things. I see it as, I don't know how I see it. I'm going to be honest. I was reflecting what change in my life has happened. And I know last year I was at home in high school waiting to graduate. And now I'm at the University of Alabama in a completely different town, living on my own without my family. It's weird how change happens so fast. And then in a few months, I'll be in my own apartment. That's so weird. Like 3 months ago, I didn't have my own job. Like 6-7 months ago, Motivation Monday didn't exist. There's so many things that have changed over time. I mean, watching the growth of Motivation Monday, that's a change. Moving places is a change. I don't know. It just depends on how you look at change. I don't know. It's kind of weird because change can be considered growth. It can be considered a lot of things. So I'm not going to give you an actual definition. Take change as you want. Not by the money change, but by change. Just take it how you think changes. Is change growth for you? Is change moving or being a different person? Or, you know, take it as you see it. I don't know how I see it. Because I don't know. I've seen a lot of growth and change in my life, so it's kind of weird. I feel like this is starting off really weird. But yeah, I think we should be aware of change because change happens every single day. The weather changes. The price of gas changes. Everything changes. So, yeah, let's just get into today's quote. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek. So, pretty much, if you're thinking about change as a mental thing, you cannot change unless you make yourself change. I cannot tell you, quit drinking alcohol, quit smoking, quit doing drugs. I can't tell you that. You have to tell yourself that. I can't tell you, go to the gym every day. I can encourage you. I can encourage you to stop drinking, stop doing drugs. I can encourage all that. But I cannot physically stop you. At the end of the day, the choice is yours. If you're going to quit drinking alcohol, you have to quit drinking alcohol. I will encourage you every step of the way and help you change into that better person you want to be. But please remember that change is all about you. It starts with you. And it ends with you, too. Now, there are tons of people to help you along the way. I will help you along the way. I'm sure Les Jenkins and Noah would help you along the way. So just know that change is not something that someone else gives you. Now, is there situations that could be different? Yes. If you're in a relationship with someone, you both have to change. And you can encourage each other. But like I said, you cannot force someone to change. The hardest lesson in life I had to learn is that you cannot make someone change. They have to change. Okay? Excuse me. Okay. I'm good now. So, this week's story is going to be called The Weight of the Glass. It's a story about holding everything in. It's kind of on brand, off brand. To me, it kind of reminds me of Mental Health Monday. So if you enjoyed Mental Health Monday, I think you'll enjoy this quote a lot. So without further ado, let's get into The Weight of the Glass. Some time ago, a female psychology student overheard a boy named Angel tell his friends about his worries regarding life. So she approached them and gave them an unforgettable lesson. As she walked towards them, she held onto a glass of water and asked them, "How much does this water weigh?" "I don't know," Angel said with a shrug. 8 ounces, she said. Or no, another student said, 8 ounces. "Wrong," she said. 2 pounds, someone else said. "Wrong again." "Well, what is the right answer?" Angel asked. "The way I see it is the actual weight, the weight in numbers, is irrelevant. What..."
"I'm not sure I understand."
"Siri, you're not a part of the story." "Thank you for participating, but you're not a special guest." "As I was saying, the way I see it, the actual weight, the weight in numbers, is irrelevant. What's relevant is how much time a person spends holding it." "What do you mean?" asked Angel. "If you spend less than a minute holding the glass of water, you'll observe that it's fairly light. Meanwhile, if you spend hours with it in your hands, your arm might ache. And if you spend almost a day holding it in your arms, it'll cramp and feel numb," she explained. "Oh, I suppose that makes sense," Angel said. "Yes, it's just like your worries. The longer you worry, the heavier your heart will feel." So I know that didn't really have anything to do with change, but I like to see it as a change of perspective, that story. You know, the longer you hold something in, the longer... How am I trying to word this? I'm unscripted today again. Can you tell? Give me a second. Let me figure out how I'm going to word this. So... how I'm seeing, this probably won't make sense. If you know me, I don't make sense a lot of the times. If you're holding something in, the longer and longer you hold it in, the more you feel numb and the more hurt you will feel. Same goes with change. I know that sounds really stupid, but say you're an alcoholic. The longer and longer you hold on to alcohol and that addiction, the harder and harder it gets. The harder and harder toll it takes on you. So you have to be willing to change. Maybe even change perspective. Alcohol has consequences to it. It hurts your body. Maybe you need to change your perspective of alcohol numbs my pain to alcohol will cause me pain. Sometimes you just need a change of perspective to understand that you need to change. I know this sounds so crazy. I'm really debating on redoing this because it doesn't make any sense to me right now. But nothing makes sense right now. So, yeah. We're just going to leave it at that before I dig myself a deeper hole. Before we get into today's song, though, I do want to say, please don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Motivation Monday Podcast and on Instagram at motivation_monday.ua. That way you can see when our episodes go live and everything along the lines of that. Yeah, it's a good way to communicate. If you need someone to talk to, you can always DM me on that. Yeah, so let's get into today's song. I decided to choose As It Was by Harry Styles because in it he talks about the way it was pretty much, like back in the day. I just listened to the song. I completely forgot the lyrics. Okay, it says, "You know it's not the same as it was, because nothing will be the same as it was because of change." That's why I chose the song. This episode is going to be a disaster. To everyone who's listening, I'm so sorry. I hope your Monday is still motivational. It's been a rough week. It's pouring rain outside. It's been a week. Spring break is almost here. But go listen to As It Was by Harry Styles. It's really upbeat. It's really fun. Yeah. Just go listen to it. I'm going to end this because I can't. This is so bad. I'm sorry, guys. I'm really sorry. Next week will be better. I promise. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be it for Motivation Monday. That's not what I say. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Katie, and you're listening to Motivation Monday. I hope you have a great week, a great... Why? Why can I do this? Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Katie signing off for Motivation Monday. I hope you had a great week, a very motivated Monday, and please, don't forget, stay motivated. I'll be catching y'all next week with a better episode because this one is a complete disaster. I love y'all.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.